Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I do appreciate you. For anybody who is calling in, just know the number is 323-642-1532. Again, call in so you can be heard. Or if you just give a shout out or let us know what's going on in your community at 323-642-1532. Also, please save the date, March 28th. Saturday, March 28th is Illusion 11th anniversary show. This is a show you do not want to miss. I am praying that we pack the house. We have a ball. We got a plethora, like a whole list of phenomenal artists that are going to be on the mic. Will be hosting. Our main feature will be Sean Ingram. And, man, it's so many artists I can't even name. We got about 20, 30 artists that are going to be getting on the mic from all over, different cities, different states, that are coming out to celebrate 11 whole years with us. And I also want to say, please save the date as well for this Monday coming up. I'm so excited that the city of Kinston will be honoring me. It's just, it gives me pause. Just first and foremost, I just want to thank God for allowing me to dream and to give me gifts to utilize and also give me an opportunity to help others in so many capacities. And so it's just an honor to be honored and to be recognized, because I didn't do it for the recognition. I did it to provide us all with a platform to express ourselves, to be free, you know, to be free to be you, you know, the best way you know how to be. And just to be able to have a platform such as this just gives me chills. Or, you know, even with Illusions and all that I do, I thank God for the gifts he's given me, and I want to continue to work, you know, saying work at it, get better. I'm still learning, I'm still growing, and I want to continue to keep pushing and keep moving forward, and I'm in hopes that you do the same. So with that being said, I'm going to put a track on, and we'll be right back at you, okay?
My grandmother was an amazing woman, a labyrinth of mysterious light. Brown eyes staring through me with ease, she would set me at ease. Her slow speech and gentle hands imparting old wisdom from the deep North Carolina countryside. Black people would gather around Thomasine like a campfire, still, yet moving to a warm rhythm. Her right shoulder was my favorite. After school program to lean on for affection, she would kiss the wounds beneath unbroken skin, mending my secret pieces of anguish. Grandmothers know a secret language that hushes little babies and big ones. Grown men were humbled and returned to the seething suns from which they sprout. She didn't even have to shout. Grandma spoke soft and carried no stick. Her words simply stick to the ribs. She was a home-cooked meal, serving itself from a bottomless dish, breaking bread, chicken, and fish. My Ixis BC, a practitioner of alchemy who transmuted suffering into golden experiences. She was my rock of great value. First woman I learned to bow to, the goddess within. A feminine temple among men, she was a sign of power. Never once did I see her cower from this bully of a life. Did once see her leave late night, dressed in all black like midnight. Next morning was the answer to stomach prayers. With no explanation as to how we now had a full refrigerator, my grandmother smoked Salem like peace. She drank Seagram's number 7 and Donald Duck. The whole world could fall down, but my grandma got up at the crack of dawn to have conversations with the sun, telling it to follow my brother and I to school each morning and back each afternoon, where she'd be waiting with the peace that passed our understanding. We not understanding that she was just happy to see us home again safely in this world of insanity. My grandmother was a magi who transformed strangers into family with the wave of her palm. I got cousins, uncles, and aunts, only related because Thomasine say it be, and it is. And I live soul to soul with this mundane divinity for my first 13 years. Her slow speech and gentle hands sculpting the basis of who I is. And this poem is the least that I can give. God and grandmother, the most amazing mysteries of the universe, both all knowing yet unknown.
Everybody, I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call her, what we call it, China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusions. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're going to kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're going to get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I am excited to announce that we actually are about to go back on starting Tuesday to our 9 o'clock. We're going to be back at our regular schedule. We're going to be back doing 9 o'clock shows. I'm excited about that because we don't have to rush throughout the day to hurry up and get on the show. I appreciate everybody who moved with the wind and made it possible to be on the show with us. It means the world to me that you took time out to rock out with us. So I just have to tell you guys, thank you for just being flexible enough to roll with us and just be on the show. And for everybody who just took time out, but just know we are going back to our regular schedule next Tuesday. We'll be back at 9 o'clock. And I appreciate everybody being flexible. Life had brought me some twists and turns and this and the third or whatever, and I appreciate you guys rolling with me. You just don't know how much it means to me. Just your support, your continued support. And I'm looking forward to you guys. I hope and pray that you guys save the date. Saturday, March 28th, Illusions 11-year anniversary show. This is a show that you do not want to miss. I'm so excited. My brother from another mother, I love to do with all my heart, Mr. Ill will be hosting the show. And the feature, our main feature will be Sean Ingram. We got a huge lineup of artists, about 20 to 25 artists that will be rocking the show throughout the night. I'm just excited to be in that, just 11 years and counting. And God is opening more doors for us. I'm so excited about this. Some of the doors, I don't even know how, you know, these things are happening. I know it has to be God. But like I say, with any of your dreams, this is the inspirational nugget. It's going to be real quick. Like I say, as I learn, I grow. I try my best to give it to you. Nuggets, inspirational nuggets, funny nuggets, however you see fit. But if you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended, but I give you what I got from the heart. So with that being said, whatever dreams that you have, anything that you're trying to do in your life, like, keep going. Keep growing, keep going, and ride that wave. This wave called life. You know, we might have to surf on it, and it might be some ups and downs, but guess what? Stay with it and stay the course and trust the process. And trusting that process is that faith, that unwavering faith. So the biggest nugget I got for you today is have that unwavering faith no matter what. Keep believing. So with that being said, I got a lineup of people that I want to get in the lineup on the open mic for tonight. And just shout out, I just want to shout out everybody who's listening via web. Shout out to my homie Sweet D. Thank you, lady, for listening. And we got some more people that are listening on the mic, and so I can't wait to get you on. Feel free to get on. If I put you on the mic, I just want to give you a shout out. And also, if you feel like spitting poetry, singing, rapping, comedy, whatever it is that you do, we just ask you to keep it clean. But other than that, I want you to do you and just have a good time tonight. So without further ado, I would like to say what's up to Ill Will in the building. What's up, Ill Will?
What's up, China? How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
That's what's up, man. Are you excited about the 28th?
Heck yeah, I'm excited to be alive, but definitely the 28th. It's the 11th anniversary. Two ones twice.
Yes.
That's a double victory.
Yes. Amen, man. I'm excited about Monday. Monday, the city of Kinston will be honoring me at 7 o'clock at City Hall.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
ma'am.
I'm excited.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yes.
Do you know how long it'll be?
I don't know. All I know is at 7,
okay.
And they said they have a surprise for me. They said I'm going to like it, but they won't tell me nothing else. So I'm excited about it.
Got it. Understood. Well, congratulations again.
Thank you so much. And anything you want to spit or say on the mic tonight?
Yes, I just wanted to go right behind you with your nugget, with that 4-for-4 nugget that you just gave out. and that's that what I'm learning just in this phase is to be laser focused and focus on a certain thing. Like for me, I learned to try not to dream so big that you're scattered. It's good at a certain season, but sometimes it's good to actually be laser focused in on that one thing, because like you say, you never know how you'd be blessed at focusing on that one thing. The byproduct of focusing on that one thing that you want is endless, and those are the little extra fruits on a tree that you get blessed with. So long as we know, like, why we're doing something, the byproduct of everything else that we get blessed with is mandatory, and it will come. So that's what I'm learning right now, to still dream, but not be dream so big that I'm scattered all over the place. because I never know what blessings will come. And that's about it.
That's right, man. I love it. And that's so true. We have to stay focused on that one thing. God take care of the rest.
Right.
Indeed.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for sharing that, bro.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, everybody, ill will in the building. I can't wait. Saturday, March 28th, and I love what he said. Thankful to be alive, most deaf, first and foremost. All right, with that being said, I got Ms. Bernadette on the line. What's up, Ms. Burnett?
All right, I'm doing fine. The Lord has been so good to me. Y'all know the words of prayer. Pray for me, and I'm going to pray for y'all. Okay.
We got you. It's already
all
done.
All right.
All right, everybody. I got a 413 on the line. What's up? What's up? This is China.
Hey, what's up, China? You know who this is. This is Dion Ballard.
I was like, I'm not, I was guessing. I was like, is this my boy Dion on the line? And I was like, I don't
know
for sure. What? Oh, my God, everybody.
Hey, I got off a little early and everything, and I had some stuff, and I saw I was going to my news feed and everything, and I say, yeah, I'm going to go and just check in. Because you hard lady to get up with.
I can't believe this, man. Like, Dion Ballard is on the line right now. For anybody that know, Dion Ballard is an enlisted soldier. Like, he's the founder. And, yes, I thought I told you. But
there you go. That's what I was looking for. I said enlisted soldier. Because that's you. That's all you there. So I know if you say that, just say my head is like turned somewhere. You say, enlisted soldier, I thought I told you. I said, China, I won't have to look at you. That is yours. That's your moniker for me. So I'm blessed.
Yes. And let me tell you guys the crazy part about this right here. Like, Dion has been my homie. I don't know how long you've been my homie. But has been my homie for, I say, about 10 years? Close
yeah,
to
10
it.
Years. And they haven't even
crazy
met yet.
Part about it is we've never physically met
never.
At all.
Isn't that
and we never. But he has supported me. I've supported him. We met through the radio. And
right,
we have been chopping
it up.
I love your wife, boy, honey. I just want to say big shout out to your wife as well.
She loves you too.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, she loves you.
I love
you.
Boy, honey too, man. Y'all are my family.
Said, China on the phone. Thank you. You are my family. So you know it. Hey, all day. She's like, "Is you calling in to China?" I said, "Yes, I am." I said, "I give you the phone afterwards. Don't play."
There you go. Let's do it, man. Yeah, she hit me up. I appreciate the support. It means the world to me. I just don't know, like, when you can connect with a person and you're like family to me. And, I mean, you are family to me. And
you are,
I haven't even met you guys yet. Yes. And your wife is amazing. Thank you guys, both of you guys, for supporting me. And I support you as well. And we're going to keep pushing. And, it's bigger fish to fry.
You definitely is. Definitely is, man. And the thing is, I appreciate you and everything, all that you do. And congratulations on your award. Because
thank you.
You hold the state of North Carolina on your back, but you definitely hold Kensington. Man, I can't even say it right.
Kinston, I got you.
Kinston. Thank you.
Yeah.
Kinston. Down, and I appreciate that. You know, and you know what? You inspired me because you know a lot of times I was aspiring for statewide, you know, this, that. But I said, you know what? I'm just going to hold down my own city for a little while, you know? And
That's right. It's
a struggle. China, it's a struggle.
What you talking about?
And I noticed with you because, you know, the Bible said the prophet's not welcome in their own home. And for you to bring such impact, that's a blessing, girl. That's a blessing. So I appreciate you and all that you do. And to me, you embody poetry. You're like the piece I wrote one time. I'm like, I not only want to write poetry, but I want to be poetry. And you are.
Wow.
And you inspire me to be that way. I'm so serious. And a lot of times I know I don't get to talk to you as much, but to see your posts, I'm good.
Thank you.
I really am. That's how much you're inspiring. That's how inspiring you
Thank
are.
You
always post good things. You're always encouraging people, always helping people. That's what I'm. Okay. That's wow. Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow. I don't want to hold the show, but I just want to say
you
that.
No, you're good. I appreciate it. You just don't know. Yeah.
I better call Agent R. Block, but I had to say that. You know what I'm saying? They better get off of my money.
Get your life. Hold on. You said, I know exactly what you want me to say.
That's right. They better get off of it. I mean, I itemized correctly. I itemized perfectly.
You better get your money. Get that money.
That's right. You know, I need to get it back because I spent a lot of it.
And you're going to get it. It's already done. I hope you get more than what you asked for.
I hope so, too. I really do.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I hope
man,
so.
That's what's up.
It will, though. So, it's always good. It's always a pleasure. And I thank you for the support that you've given me.
Anytime.
Yeah.
I appreciate the support you've given me.
Oh, anytime. All day. You know, just like I say, just at that poetry show, the first time I heard you, I was like, wow. I said, because I didn't even know who you were at that time before that. And
right.
I was like, wow, who's this? I was amazed you was there because you were just so poignant on your poetry. You were so professional. You know, it was a couple other great poets, but you was the one that stood out. And I was like, wow.
Thank you.
And then I said, who's this? And then I got on your page and I started inboxing you and stuff. And then I'm so glad I did because I made a great friend, you know. And it's,
that's right.
You know, all through spoken word and poetry. And that's why I never leave it alone. I know I do a lot of other things, but I never leave it alone because it's been good to me. And it's been good to you, too. So.
It's in my blood. It's in my blood.
It's definitely your blood. Now, you know, that's one person, that's one thing I can say about you, it's in your blood. It's in your blood. You know,
I appreciate that.
They don't know many nights. You spit the poetry to me, like, is this good?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, that's good. You got to share that. And
exactly,
I'm loving it. I'm like,
thank you so
I'm
much.
I'm loving it, too. I'm like, yeah, that piece was tight. You better spit that.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. And I'm still writing. I got to make sure you get the you and Toy Honey get the second book, Walking in Purpose through the Passion, because I feel like that's what we're all
please
doing.
Please do. Please.
Yeah,
do.
It's actually a journal too, so you can write in it. You know.
No, seriously.
Yeah, it's an inspirational and motivational self-help guide. It's a journal, and I also got my photography in there. And in the back of the book, instead of having the index is actually your affirmations. And you can write your own affirmations in there, but I put affirmations in there too.
See, this is what I'm talking about. You are so creative. I didn't even heard of that. You are so creative. Lord bless you with a lot of knowledge. And I'm so glad you
I had a dream about it, and I just started doing it. I was trying to be defiant at first, but I had to be obedient.
Yeah. Yeah, because I know you because because you had another poetry book and stuff. Because I was thinking that it was going to be like your first one.
It's got like three poems in there. Everything else is actually. Don't you know how I give nuggets? So I'm giving inspirational nuggets.
Yeah.
So all the nuggets I'm giving, I broke them all down.
Well, if you're giving the inspiration nuggets, well then it's well worth it. I'm sorry. you give some good advice. No, you
Thank
have given
you,
me a lot of advice. A lot of it's divine, you know, which is good. Cause
I
I'm
already know
use
what
you're
talking about.
No, you know exactly what I'm talking about. A lot of people don't know, but they don't know.
Because you was married now, and I
together.
Told you you were going to get married.
Yeah, you did. You told
and
me
you
a lot
cheering.
Of stuff that
some
was going to happen.
Cheering.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know. You know what? I'm going to have them go. I'm going to call. They're going to be. You're going to be able to take care of some of them. Both, you know what, Charlie? They're so fast. I was just thinking, I was like, boy, I got to start working out more. These children too fast. And I say, come here. Like, You here already? Yeah, you said a lot of stuff, because that would be another show, though, talk about that.
Right. And to everybody, Dion was my co-host for a very long time, and I do want to say this right here. I had to pay homage to this guy real quick, and I got some more people on the line, but he has his own radio show as well, and he's doing a lot in Springfield, Massachusetts. He is all the way in Massachusetts. And he does a lot for the community. He has a no bullying project. He has a radio show that you got. Please make sure you call in. And I want to make sure I get on with you too.
Oh yeah.
And anytime you need me, I got you.
Oh, and
there.
I want to interview
you. Let me know.
I want to interview you.
Let's
and
do
what
it.
You do, and yeah, definitely I'm going to interview you. And like we usually have it, probably on a Thursday for you. Like the interviews
okay.
they call in, and then what we do, we pre-record and we tape it, and then we have.
Okay.
I gotta talk to you offline. I gotta talk to
okay.
you offline.
I got you.
You know
I'm
what
gonna
man?
Hit you up. The show will be open in about 4 minutes, so I got just hold tight. I got you. I'm gonna call you right back. Stay
yeah,
on the
yeah,
line.
Yeah, let me.
I got a couple
minutes
on. I got you.
Yeah,
all right, everybody. All right. That was Dion Ballard. Enlisted soldier. I thought I told you. That's my little nickname for him, man, because he is a soldier. He's a soldier for what he believes in, and I appreciate the support, the long support that we've had for so long. And like I said, we've never physically met, but I thank God for connecting us and making us family. So with that being said, I got a 252 on the line, 885. What's up? What's up? This is China.
Hey, China.
Hey, how you doing?
You know who this is?
I'm trying to see. Is this Dwayne?
There it is, girl. What's happening, girl? I love your show. Girl,
thank you so much.
Girl, I was just sitting here listening to you and your friend. You know, the guy just got off. And, girl, I just got to give it to you, too. You are inspiring. You help people. Oh, God, you are amazing. You
thank
keep
you.
Doing what you're doing, girl. I was just sitting here reading your book. The Still Standing.
Yes.
Girl, it's off the chain. I tell people about you. I tell people, look, if you want the book, people listening, get all her stuff. All her stuff is great. It's excellent. I'm waiting for the second book, man.
Yes, it's on the way.
I'm waiting for all your stuff. I'm proud of you. You keep doing
thank
what
you.
You're doing, girl, because you touching a lot of people. And,
amen.
You know, I hope people listen to your radio station. I'm going to listen to it every day. I'm going to try to. I'm going to call you every Tuesday just to holler at
thank
you.
You.
You know, and I just
thank
wanted,
you.
Like I said, I just said thank you for, you know, helping me, showing me there is a way out. Of every situation, every situation.
Indeed.
And I'm like I say, keep doing it, girl. I'm proud of you, and you know
I love you,
and it's
love you
too. It's awesome. You know, it's awesome.
Thank you. And we're actually going back to 9 o'clock starting next week. The show used to always be at 9, so we're going back to our regular schedule hours. So everybody, just plug it in your phone. It's gonna be 9 o'clock from now on, so you don't have to rush anymore. But I appreciate everybody who took the time out to do 6:30 with me and 6 o'clock.
Oh yes. Yes,
all right,
definitely.
Everybody, that was Dwayne on the line. I got one more caller. We got a 252-933 on the line. What's up? What's up? This is China.
China, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up? What's up?
Hey, China.
Hey, you funny. How you doing?
I'm cool.
You got something for us tonight?
No, I'm going to save it for the stage.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling in. I thank you for your added support.
Yeah, I just had to listen in and just piggyback off everybody else, and I was just enjoying all the accolades that everybody was giving you because you truly deserve it. I will be there Monday night because I already told my job. I was like, community support event. I got to go.
Amen. Thank you.
I will definitely be there and definitely be there at the show. And I want to encourage anybody else listening, please come out to the show. And we're also going to have vendors.
Yes.
I'm throwing that out there because I really try to get the vendors for her show. So
yes.
Hit me up on Facebook, Sherry Strayhorn, if you are interested in vending at our 11th anniversary show, and I will be on the stage. So.
Yes. Yes. And yes. She is a new member of Illusions. I'm so thankful to have you. I pray that we continue to grow. I'm praying for new members. I'm praying for more people so we can continue to grow, and eventually we'll have our own thing. And I'm praying for us to pave the way to make this thing happen, because the facility of the arts is coming. I'm claiming it in the name of Jesus. You guys, I thank you all. You guys have given me the seals. I just want to give a big shout-out to Sherry and everybody who's listening. I appreciate you guys paying homage to me, and I want to continue to pay homage to you guys because I can't do this without you. So you guys continue to be blessed. Y'all about to make me cry. But I'm very thankful to have you guys and all your support and all that you do. Please save the date for Saturday, March 28th at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina. Doors open at 8 o'clock. The show is going to be from 8:30 to midnight. We're going to have a ball, and I'm looking forward to celebrating 11 whole years with you guys. And for anybody who can come out on Monday, please save the date for that Monday, March 16th. The city of Kenton will be honoring me, and I'm just so thankful for everybody who will be in attendance and just being there, because I never did this for recognition. I did this for us to have a home, a place to share our gifts and to connect with one another and build in a positive light and just be free to be you. And I thank God for allowing me to be free to be me with this as well. So you guys be blessed. Everything I give myself, I give you guys. I give myself love, so I give you love right back. Be blessed. Keep pushing. Keep praying. Keep going. Keep growing. And just keep riding this wave called life. And trust the process with unwavering faith. Till then, I see you guys next week. We're going to be back at 9 o'clock. And thanks for rocking with me. Have a good night.